You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to another edition of William Hill's European Football Podcast. We're taking an in-depth look in matches in Italy and Spain this week, and who knows what else we'll get a mention. Duffy got a name check on the podcast last week, so we'll see what this week brings. Sam Norris in the presenter's chair and the man on my right, armed with notes ahead of this week's European programme, is Alex Dunn. How are you, Alex?
I'm very well, thank you, Sam Norris. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all.
You know, a lot of times we do podcasts like this and we preview them and we do all our work and everyone's very happy with us.
Yeah.
But not often are we very correct. Let's be honest.
That is true.
We do our
we
best.
Try.
But if you listened to last week's European football podcast, it was bloody good, if I do say so myself.
You'd have made some cashola.
You would. We focused on two games. I had a nap selection in one, you had a nap selection in the other. Both won.
Yes.
That being Napoli and both teams to score, which granted only just won in the last minute. But a win is a win. And what was your nap?
Villarreal plus a goal. And they were 1-0 up and comfortable. A late Lionel Messi free kick. Mm. Made us sweat a little bit, but we got there in the end.
So that's a nap double landed.
Mm.
We also put up a fivefold to take advantage of William Hill's new ACCA 5 offer. In that if you have a fivefold on any sport, or all sports, you can mix and match, of five or more selections, 1 to 5 or bigger, put five of them together, and if one's wrong, you get your money back as a free bet. Don't need it.
Didn't need it at all.
Just put a fivefold up, didn't we? Granted, it was, I think, 4.26 to 1, but
a win's a win.
A win is a win.
And as you said, we don't get them often enough, so
I'm gonna make the most of it.
When we do, we have to be really smug about it.
I've been on cloud nine all week. So we're going with a podcast that is exactly the same format this time around. Two games, hopefully some decent selections in those games, and then I'm going to put another fivefold up because why on earth not?
Indeed. It's like when
new year, new me and all that.
Indeed. It's like when sports people win something, they try and replicate exactly what they did in the previous round. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll still be doing the podcast exactly like this in 12 months' time. And we'll have just had it off all year.
That would be fantastic. I'm trying to think exactly what I did last week that made it so good. Where did I do my prep? Was it in the bath?
Your notes would get wet in the bath, to be fair.
Oh, that is true. No, I have a scribe. You've seen my flatmate.
Yeah. I wasn't aware he was a scribe, though.
For the record, listeners, Sam Norris lives directly below me, both socially and and in terms of where he actually lives.
Just
by chance, wasn't it?
Nothing weird
on either of our parts.
No, exactly.
I was there first, if we're being picky, but
yeah. We just both share a love of reasonably priced real estate.
I'd say more than reasonably priced. I'd say it's an absolute snip.
We love cheapest chips. Real estate in the West Yorkshire area.
We do, and frankly, we've both got it. Have anything to say about our building? Sam had a raucous New Year's party that I wasn't invited to.
I did, yeah. No one from William Hill was invited to that. Well. To be fair, so.
What, rival bookmaker?
Them lot.
I think that's quite enough about our living situation.
I was about to get onto your tomato plants then, but that would be too much of a digression,
That was a present from what may be my future mother-in-law. And I tried my best to look after it, but...
Is it dead now?
Oh, very.
Very, very dead.
Very few plants. Put it this way, if I had a plant that couldn't grow tomatoes in the summer, why would it be living in the winter? It was in a bad way by the end of things. Look, I tried my best. Judith, if you're listening, I'm really sorry.
Does she regularly listen?
I don't know. Maybe she does. Maybe she's a big punter and I just never guessed. But no, I tried to make some tomatoes, and it didn't quite come off for me. But
fair enough.
Next year, who knows? Well, this year.
Who knows?
You wait. Wait till April, listeners. I'll have a tomato plant update for you.
There's always another summer. Away from...
Should we do football now?
Yeah, away from raucous parties and tomato plants. I think we should. I think we should move on to
we owe that to anyone with ears.
yeah, because the majority of our listenership has turned off by now, probably.
The majority of our listenership does have ears as well.
Yeah. Mm. Sunday's action, then. We're going to look at one game from La Liga and one game from Serie A, just as we did last week. We'll begin with the match in Serie A. This is Fiorentina taking on Juventus. It's a 7:45 kickoff on Sunday. 4-1, the price of Fiorentina. 5-2, the draw. And Juventus priced up at 4-5. Not much more we can say about Juventus that we haven't said on the podcast already this year, Alex. They are very, very good in Italy. It has to be said, Fiorentina are normally a pretty decent home outfit. Since 2015, only two teams have beaten Fiorentina at home. One of those was Juventus last season via a late Alvaro Morata goal. It only finished 2-1 on that occasion, so Fiorentina weren't disgraced. Are you expecting a similar story here?
Possibly, yeah. I just love Juventus. They're
very reliable, aren't they, for punting
they're
purposes?
They're just so reliable. Mm. So reliable. And you're not getting prices that you are getting on Real Madrid and Barcelona, really.
Yeah, correct.
Even when they're at home against a pretty average side. I mean, I had a decent Acaland over the weekend, and I had Juventus on Sunday at home to Bologna, and I watched that game. Now Juve went off around 1-4, but 1-4 in the context of a decent Acca is pretty big when you think that Real or Barca would have been probably 10s on 12s on in the same situation. Juve's home form is as rock solid as they come. Now we're saying that they are away from home here, and that's, if we always say, if they're going to slip up, it will be away from home. And they have done on occasion so far this season. The Genoa game springs to mind a few weeks back before the winter break. But look, Fiorentina were having their worst run of the season prior to the winter break. They scraped past Chievo in the cup in midweek. That was a last-minute winner. And they're coming up against the Juve side, who have played twice since the winter break and have looked... Well, against Bologna, they were just relentless. They were far, far too good. And then they got through a midweek in the cup against Atalanta, despite fielding a weakened side. You mentioned Fiorentina's good home form. They're unbeaten at home in the league so far this season. Juve on the road, if they are going to mess up, it will be away. I still think Juve will win this. They're actually an okay price, if you think about it, 4-5. If you do think that they are going to land this, then 4-5 is fair. Head-to-heads, Juve have won the last five. Now, if you are looking for a bit of value, then in those last five games that Juve have won against Fiorentina, four of them, Juve were also leading at half-time. So half-time, full-time is 2-1 on this occasion, which again is a fair enough little boost, I would say. Pretty much doubling your 4-5 and a bit more. Higuain. Now, he's a player I didn't warm to immediately, not just at Juventus, just in general.
Yeah.
He's been around a while now. And I think he's as good now as he ever has been. And it may be because he's playing in a slightly better team than he was at Napoli, which is not meant in an offensive way to Napoli at all, but Juve are Juve. Whether it's the system they play that gets more chances for him, he just looks absolutely lethal. And he looks like scoring in every game. Even money for him to score any time is... It is what it is. It's fairly short, but I can see it happening. And the two or more at 9-2 has got to be tempting as well. Indeed, first goal scorer at threes also, because I don't think that there's going to be tons and tons of goals in this game. But even money Higuain has to be definitely the most solid option in this whole match. I'd rather back Higuain anytime it evens than Juve in the outrights at 4-5,
okay.
Personally. And that's just about it, really. There's one more interesting thing. Last four meetings between the sides, the final goal has been scored in the 90th, 91st, 83rd and 75th minute.
Right.
If you're going off that again, then a goal between the 76th minute and full-time is 21-20, 81st minute and full-time, 6-4, and 86th minute and full-time is 12-5. I think if you're going for any of those, I'd probably go with the middle one of those, 81st minute to full-time, because let's be honest, with... what appears to be a token stoppage time of 4 minutes across the board, wherever you are.
Yeah.
You're unlucky if you get three. They're feeling generous if you get five.
Yes.
It tends to be four. 15 minutes, basically, for there to be a goal. The thing is, it's valid for all those markets, isn't it? If you're backing an 86-to full-time winner, but a goal in that time, you'd think, oh, that's not 4 or 5 minutes to get a goal. But it isn't. You're basically getting double that.
Yes.
look, the prices aren't staggering because I don't think this game will be covered in goals, if you like.
Yeah.
But no, I will... The selection has to be Higuain anytime, even money. Juve half-time, full-time, 2-1. And if we are going for a time of it doesn't have to be the last goal, does it? But just time of goal. 81st minute of full-time, it's 6-4, would certainly be worth a poke.
Okay, if you are interested in those markets, by the way, they can be found under the goal time tab on the William Hill website. But Gonzalo Higuain, the choice for Alex then. Even money to score in that Fiorentina versus Juventus match. We move on to action in Spain now. Same time for this kickoff, 7:45 on Sunday. Sevilla entertaining Real Madrid. It's 11-4 for Sevilla. 14-5 the draw. Real are priced up at 19-20. Now, we must say we record this podcast on Thursday afternoon. These pair are meeting each other in the second leg of their Copa del Rey match. Real holding a 3-0 advantage after the first leg. The second leg is at Sevilla, so it'll be a dress rehearsal, if you like, for the league game at the weekend. I'm assuming you're envisaging a smooth passage to the next round for Real tonight.
You'd have thought so. They're 3-0 up from the first leg, and without, I don't want to talk about it too much because it will invalidate itself almost immediately. Yes. But there's not much we can do, really. We have to record this on a Thursday. We've both got other jobs to do on Fridays and Saturdays. It's just a shame. Not only are they both playing tonight, but they're both playing each other.
Yes.
So, let's just assume Real are through in whatever way that takes it, whether they win, draw, or indeed Sevilla have a win, but not a comprehensive one.
Yes.
If none of that has happened, frankly, we may have to come back and re-record this because it may change things drastically. But let's assume that Real are moderately competent at the
back. Yes, because as it stands, Real are, at time recording, 38, 39 games unbeaten, something like that, in all competition, and are looking very much the real deal. I know Barcelona haven't been quite at it all season, but even if they were, they'd be hard-pressed to topple Real at the top of La Liga at the moment.
They could call them the Real deal.
The Real deal.
Real deal.
You could do, but I don't do rubbish jokes, so... Oh.
Well, welcome to the European Football Podcast. I've made a career out of it so far. It like I said, not ideal that we're recording this now. But in terms of what we know in league form, Sevilla at home, very good. Real, very good, full stop. And they have been for some time now, and they are a frightening proposition. Sevilla's home form is staggeringly good. It really is. Basically, unless you're Barca and Real, you don't come here and win. And we've seen a few exceptions to that towards the end of last season with Granada and Real Sociedad. But otherwise, it's pretty much plain sailing for Sevilla when they are at home. But I just think Real will go and win this. I do. I don't see any reason to oppose them here. You're getting almost even money on a side that are absolutely flying. They dismantled Granada last week, and Granada are rubbish. They are. But still... We had this similar debate last week. I sided with Barcelona. You had Villarreal plus a goal.
Yes.
I do like Sevilla plus a goal most of the time that you have a game like this. But most of the time, you're not coming up against a side that are in the form that Real are in. Yes, there have been probably better Real Madrid sides in recent years that have lost games in that same spell. The form they're in at the minute, you can't go against this side. Look, in any other league, let's just take things out of it. You've got a side that are good at home against a side that are 37, 38 games unbeaten. Or if they did lose in midweek, they've still got one heck of a league run going. You can't... The fact that I'm offering you close to even money about it, you're going to take, quite simply. So I have to be with Real Madrid here. Massively respect Sevilla's chances. I think maybe Real and unders could be a play. But at the same time, I honestly have no strong view in how this will pan out because it wouldn't surprise me at all if Sevilla score and make things difficult. It's very much a nominal selection, that the Real and unders. It's 9-2, though. It's certainly big enough.
Price.
And that's based on the fact that they don't keep that many clean sheets. But just Real on the outrights for me. It's big enough to get stuck into. And... we've also previewed the Fiorentina-Juventus game. You could maybe go for a double because they both kick off at the same time.
5-2 the price of the double for Juventus and Real on the outright, so not bad at all.
It really isn't bad. And yes, you can get involved in the nitty-gritty of both games and look for more specific markets, but on the outrights there, you've got two sides that are... Well, one's running away with the league and the other is in danger of doing that.
Yes.
And there are arguably the two of the finest sides in Europe. What's not to like?
Absolutely. No, I agree. 5-2 if you do fancy that double, Juventus and Real Madrid on the outright. Let's get to the naps now, Alex, because we are obviously very delighted that we had a winning nap double last week. What are you going to side for? Does it come from one of these two games or further afield?
Without question, Higuain anytime.
Okay.
Even money is not the best price you will ever see, but it's fine for me. I really don't mind it at all. So Higuain, even money, anytime for me. What about for you?
I got very excited after having a nap winner last week at 6-4. So I've gone for a 3-1 poke. Ooh. As my nap this week. Espanyol take on Valencia in the early game on Sunday. This is an 11 a.m. kickoff if you are up watching this game. I previewed the Valencia-Osasuna game midweek on, I think, Monday night it might have been. Osasuna have been woeful all year. Valencia have been very, very poor by their incredibly high standards, but I thought surely they can get a result against an Osasuna side who haven't picked up any points. Sorry, they've only picked up 2 points at home all season. They had 7 points prior to this game.
They're awful.
And Valencia couldn't even beat them. Mm. Now, they come up against an Espanyol side who are comfortably mid-table. They're probably not going to be in trouble this year. Valencia probably are in trouble now. They're only a point and a place outside of the drop zone. And Espanyol's away form isn't terrible, I didn't think. They got hammered by Barcelona. They lost 4-1. That's understandable. The time before that, they held Atleti to a goalless draw. They beat Alaves and Real Betis on the road. 0-0 with Las Palmas, who continue to go well in the league. Mm. So we're actually talking about 4 clean sheets from their last 5 away games. And the other was at the Nou Camp, which is forgivable. And Valencia, as I say, they couldn't beat Osasuna, who are terrible. They beat Leganes, which is their only win in their last 5, who are only one place better off than them in the table. I think Espanyol are a much better side on the form that we've seen this year. Obviously, historically, you'd expect Valencia to have the beating of Espanyol. But I thought 3-1... too big about the away side. If you want to be a bit more conservative, plus a goal is 5-6, but I'm just going to put them up on the outright. Espanyol at 3-1, far too big, and they'll be my nap this week. So if we combine that with Gonzalo Higuain, that price is 7-1.
7-1.
7-1.
Wonderful stuff.
7-1, Higuain anytime, and Espanyol to beat Valencia at 3-1 will be our nap double this week. We also, as you said, you really had a successful ACA 5 last week. So there's no reason why we shouldn't try and repeat the trick this week.
What have Man City, Joe Root, Rory McIlroy, Andy Murray and Q-Card all got in common? They can all be combined with William Hill's new ACCA Insurance, ACCA 5. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
Do be sure to take advantage of William Hill's ACCA 5 offer. Then if you have 5 selections across any sport and one selection lets you down, you will get your money back as a free bet. But of course, last week, Alex, none of them let us down. So what are the 5 selections across Europe this week, please?
Well, I'm focusing mainly on handicap markets.
Okay.
Because, well, I think if you're willing to back a side at 1-7, 1-8, then you're probably willing to back them minus a goal. Now, we will stress for the ACCA 5 to qualify, does have to be 1-5 or above every single selection. Don't get let down by just putting all the shorties in,
yes,
because we'll not qualify. So, firstly, 2 games that did not qualify for this, if you like. Well, I said didn't qualify. Who I substituted out. Inter Milan at home to Chievo at 4-9. Nothing against Inter. Well, actually, no, plenty against Inter at that price.
Yes,
we nearly got let down by AC last week. In fact, both AC, Lazio and Napoli scored late winners to get us over the line, so perhaps we were a little bit lucky. But yeah, I considered that, but haven't gone with it. And you know, I really can't remember what the other one was. But anyway, it's not in there. It might come to me shortly. But it was Barcelona, actually.
Okay.
Barcelona minus a goal against Las Palmas. Very likely to land. You could put it in and make it a 6-fold. Perhaps. I'm certainly keener on them than I am Inter Milan.
Yes.
It would have to be Barca minus a goal as well. But I just don't think Barca are bankers to win minus a goal at the minute. I think they should win that. 1-10 is not a great price. But I really like Las Palmas as well. They could go there and score. So then you need Barca to score 3 all of a sudden. And anyway, I think these are absolutely, I was going to say nailed on. They're really good. Right. Atletico Madrid on the outrights against Real Betis. 2-9. In you go, bet basket. Benfica That's on Saturday, by the way, that game. I think the rest come on Sunday. Benfica, minus a goal at home. In fact, no, lied straight away. That's on Saturday too.
That's on Saturday?
Benfica.
Did they take on Boa Vista, did they, on
yes,
Saturday?
Yes, Benfica minus a goal against Boa Vista. Benfica 2-13 on the outrights as we record this. 4-9 minus a goal. Quite happy with that too.
Okay.
PSV in Holland, in Dutch Holland. This one is on Sunday. They're at home to Excelsior. They are available on the outrights. It's not. It's on Saturday as well.
Wow.
I don't know my days. Doesn't matter. Money's money.
Just find them somewhere on the coupon. Yeah. Click on the European football coupon.
PSV at home to Excelsior. PSV are 1-6 on the outrights, which is actually quite kind by itself. Mm. Take a minus a goal, and it's 4-11, which is getting quite tasty, to be honest. Right, I'm pretty confident now that the other two are on Sunday.
So I'm not confident.
So far, we've had three games, and they are all on Saturday. Yes, correct. On Sunday, Napoli, 2:00 at home to Pescara. Napoli 1-7 on the outrights as we record this. Minus a goal at 2-5. And Porto, the final leg on Sunday evening, 6:00. Porto 2-11 on the outrights. Almost big enough to take them by themselves as part of the ACA 5. But again, Porto minus a goal, 2s on. That's probably the riskiest one, in my opinion. I know it certainly is odds-wise. But to sum up, Atleti on the outright 2-9. And then on the handicap, minus a goal, Benfica, PSV, Napoli and Porto. Put those together and you get a pretty tasty price. I think it's around 4-1. Once again, basically.
Yeah.
Same as last time.
Similar price to last week.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Absolutely.
And I can't see past any of those, to be honest. But look, you can get let down by shorties. That's why I don't want to put Barca in at that price.
Yeah.
It's not banker material that they will win minus a goal. And when you are backing minus a goal, there is always the risk that, you know, teams take players off or whatever. You might want to put Juventus or Real Madrid in there.
Yeah.
To boost it. But, and you do have that insurance, if you like, that if they are with some, what you class to be bankers, basically you're backing them draw no bet in effect.
Yeah.
To get your money back. But anyway, it's up to you, dear listener.
Yeah, you don't have to follow Alex's predictions.
Not at all.
We won't, and
by all means, get in touch with us if there's some that you think are stick-ons. And let's just clarify, this is across all sports. So
yes,
you can have
a real
mix of stuff. I know the Australian Open starting across the course of the weekend. You could, well, again, prices, you've got to be careful, especially with tennis. You can get some real shorties in there. But you can put whatever you want together. There's good horse racing this weekend. Do what you want. Stick it all in. And it qualifies for the ACA 5 insurance, provided it's fives on or bigger. Look, they're short prices, let's be honest, they are. But they're short prices for a reason. They should land, and fingers crossed they will.
Absolutely. Enjoy your European football betting across this week. Then do check out audioboom.com and search for William Hill if you want to listen to any of the William Hill podcast to your heart's content. Check out William Hill's in-play radio as well, where the guys in there will be offering their in-play betting advice for all of the games we've covered today and indeed all of the sport throughout the course of the week. Thank you very much for that, Alex, and we'll speak again soon.
Thanks, Sam.
ACA 5 is William Hill's new ACA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.